Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Well, it had to happen. Whenever there's a natural disaster, you hear reports of fraud and insurance claims and compensation claims as people get their houses and homes repaired and their facilities repaired. Well, the Gulf oil spill is no different. Here's a scam.
I was approached by two individuals asking me to sign that they had worked for me, that they had been deckhands for me. And I had never seen these individuals before in my life. And of course I didn't sign. I wasn't the only one who was approached. We had other boat captains, and they've even had cases where some of the people offered them $1,000 out of the first check if they would sign these papers saying that they had worked for somebody.
That's a fisherman captain, Pete Vonovich, from Louisiana, who claimed three compensation checks for $5,000 each from BP, and says that individuals who wanted him to say they worked for him were looking for even more money. Today, British Petroleum has already distributed roughly $300 million to victims of the Gulf oil spill. But what about the scams? Robin Bresnahan reported this story for the BBC. He's also from Grand Isle, Louisiana, is our friend Dean Blanchard, seafood wholesaler whose business has been on hold since oil began spilling into the Gulf waters. Dean, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Now, I think the takeaway from you is, I told you so, right?
Well, we told you.
Oh, hold on there, Dean. Your phone's sort of dying out there. Robin Bresnahan, you reported this story. What kind of scams is BP seeing, and how vigilant are they going to have to be on investigating fraud?
Well, I think basically from the beginning, BP said that their initial priority was to get money to fishermen as quickly as possible. So one of the things that fishermen had to do was they had to bring a commercial fishing license in to get a first check of around $1,000 or so. But part of the problem is it's very easy to get a commercial fishing license in Louisiana. So you can get one at the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries by showing a Louisiana driver's license and paying about $55. And some fishermen told me, really, there should have been a moratorium, so a kind of a stoppage put on commercial fishing licenses after the oil spill, because why would you need a fishing license if waters weren't open to fishing? So this is one of the ways. You know, licenses were issued, and what I found out was 2,200 more licenses were sold after the oil spill than in the same period last year. So that represents a jump of about 60%. Now, we have to say that not all of these are going to be fraudulent, but investigators from both BP and the state are investigating some of them to make sure that everyone making a claim is genuine.
Dean Blanchard, down there where the weather's pretty squirrely, that's why we lost you a moment ago. How mad does it make you that people are fraudulently claiming money from BP? What does it make you guys look like?
Well, basically, we told BP this was going to happen, and BP looks like they wanted this to happen. We offered the services of Louisiana Shrimp to verify who was a fisherman and who wasn't, and BP refused to accept it.
So, Robin Bresnahan, in line with what Dean Blanchard is saying, does it help BP in some way to sort of shift a presumption of fraudulence to all of the claims and slow things down so that they're going to be paying out less? They've already paid out, as we've said, $300 million.
Well, I think the approach has changed. I mean, I was talking to a claims manager with BP, and he said, you know, hands up, we will admit that at first what we were trying to do was get money out to people. But now this verification process begins, and they're really going to take a kind of a harder look at and also require more documents. So it's not just a commercial fishing license you have to bring. You have to bring these things called trip tickets, which, you know, say how much seafood you caught, how much it was worth. You also have to bring things like tax records and all the rest of it. But I think the problem is, I mean, you can ask Dean, but a lot of Louisiana's fishing economy is really based on cash, you know, so a lot of people don't have records. And it's a real balance that BP is facing on, do we get the money quickly to people without the proper verification, or do we make it so hard that, you know, even if you're an honest fisherman, but may not have the tax record. Do we hold it back from you? So I think they're going to have to figure that out in months and even years to come.
That's a really good point. Robin Bresnahan, who reported on fraud in Louisiana in the wake of the BP oil spill for the BBC, our partner. Dean Blanchard, let's just put that question to you directly. In a mostly cash economy that the fishing industry is in...
No, that's not correct.
It's not,
all the shrimp we purchase are put on trip tickets, every last one of them. We got a record for every last one of them. If somebody tells you they did it for cash, well, I wouldn't give them a penny.
Well, then how are we to evaluate the claims that BP is making that it's hard to determine who's a fisherman or not? If you're saying the paperwork should tell the tale and it should be very straightforward.
It should be very, very easy. You see, the problem we got down here is a lot of people work for the oil companies and they shrimp on the side part-time. But everyone should have a trip ticket, and everyone should have documentation. If there's no documentation, they don't deserve a penny in my book.
Robin Bresnahan, BP officials have said, according to our reports, that they're presuming that 10% of the claims will be fraudulent, even in a good scenario. How much money does that represent? I mean, if it's 10% of the $300 million, that's $30 million right there. Are they just assuming that as a cost of doing business?
Well, I mean, there's one important point to make is it could be potentially fraudulent. 10% could be potentially fraudulent. So we can't immediately say that out of this $20 billion compensation fund that, you know, it's going to be 10% of that. So it's just potential. That's the important word here. Now, just to pick up on what Dean said as well, you know, he's saying about this cash economy. Well,
right.
You know, the thing is these trip tickets, this is another thing that I was finding out talking to Fish and Wildlife, they are being fraudsters are learning how to, you know, remember not to say, John, that you ever had a fake driver's license to prove that you could
Never.
Get into a bar.
Never.
No, but you know, people are finding ways to change these trip tickets, for instance. And when I was in Louisiana last week, I witnessed a 58-year-old male being taken to prison, accused of claiming $10,000 worth of compensation from BP for seafood that he never actually
wow.
caught. And this was one of the things that, you know, allegedly he did, was faked one of these trip tickets.
All right, Robin Bresnahan, reporter for the BBC, on the line from London, talking about the potential for fraud in the Gulf. Dean Blanchard, take us out. Is there a black market for counterfeit trip tickets there in the Gulf?
Well, if you do have a license, the state does provide you trip tickets, and apparently you can fraudulently fill them out for yourself, but that would just be a small, very small percentage. And if you did fill it out, you're responsible for taxes.
Right.
So I don't see why anybody would fill one out to pay taxes on money they never received.
Well, the challenge of getting to the bottom of scams in the Gulf. Dean Blanchard, thanks as always. He owns a seafood business in Louisiana, on the line from Grand Isle.